I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Ukraine Monday for the first time in more than 2.5 years. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As he stepped off a train in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Chancellor Scholz was greeted by a delegation of Ukrainian officials before he left in a car. The visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their call came at a time of widespread speculation about what the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump will mean for Ukraine. Scholz said that in his meeting with Zelensky, he will announce further military supplies this month, totaling 650 million euros. He said that Ukraine can rely on Germany. We say what we do and we do what we say. I'm Karen Chamas.
Weeks before he was scheduled to be sentenced on gun and tax violations, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, received a pardon from his father, despite previous pledges from the president that he would not do so. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As he stepped off a train in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Chancellor Scholz was greeted by a delegation of Ukrainian officials before he left in a car. The visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their call came at a time of widespread speculation about what the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump will mean for Ukraine. Scholz said that in his meeting with Zelensky, he will announce further military supplies this month, totaling 650 million euros. He said that Ukraine can rely on Germany. We say what we do and we do what we say. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden, meanwhile, has traveled to Africa for a 2-day visit to Angola. Biden is the first U.S. president to visit Africa since 2015. This is VOA News. More than 220 people have been detained after 4 nights of protests in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, following the government's decision to suspend negotiations regarding joining the European Union. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the parliament for the fourth night Sunday. Some protesters threw fireworks at police, who responded by deploying tear gas and water cannon. So far, 113 officers needed medical treatment and 3 others have been hospitalized. The ruling Georgian Dream Party's disputed victory in the country's October 26 parliamentary election, widely seen as a referendum on Georgia's aspirations to join the EU, has sparked mass demonstrations, with the opposition boycotting the parliament. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The UN's International Court of Justice in The Hague Monday opened what are being viewed as historic hearings on climate change that seek to establish a legal framework for how countries should address climate issues. More than 100 countries and organizations are set to present before the court over the next 2 weeks, the highest number ever. The Special Envoy for Climate Change from the South Pacific nation of Vanuatu, Ralph Reginbanu, opened the hearings with a statement.
The outcome of these proceedings will reverberate across generations, determining the fate of nations like mine and the future of our planet.
Activists hope the opinion from the panel's judges will have far-reaching legal consequences in the fight against climate change, impacting ongoing court cases and both domestic and international legislation. Others fear the non-binding advisory opinion, which is not expected to come until sometime next year, will have limited impact. Australian federal police said Monday they've arrested 13 people and seized a record 2.3 tons of cocaine in raids after the suspect's boat broke down off the coast of Queensland. In a statement, the police said the cocaine had a sale value of $494 million and equaled as many as 11.7 million street deals had it reached the country of 28 million people. At a briefing in Brisbane, investigators told reporters the drugs were transported from an unidentified South American country. Federal Police Commander Stephen Jay said the smugglers made 2 attempts to transport the drugs to Australia by sea from a mothership floating hundreds of kilometers offshore. They said the drugs and the smugglers were apprehended when their boat broke down as they attempted to bring the drugs ashore.
For Australia is a very popular market for border control drugs. This is a way to get large amounts of drugs into the country, unsuccessfully, obviously. But we're aware that syndicates may use other means to get border control drugs into the country.
Jay confirmed it was the biggest seizure of cocaine ever recorded in Australia. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.